And this is another one. This is a poem called Shooting the Wren. There's a reference in it to the Seven Sisters. I come from the Chumash Nation in Santa Barbara, in California, and there is a story about the Pleiades, the Seven Sisters, about how the tribe came down from the Pleiades, from the Seven Sisters, and descended to Earth. So that's the reference in the poem, and also about the California Indians in the poem. Also, shooting the wren. Shooting the wren comes from an old ancient rite that's still practiced in the Celtic Isles. It's still practiced in the Isle of Man. Shooting the wren happens January 2nd, and what they actually do is go out and shoot a wren. There's like a contest for the first person to shoot the first wren of the season. It's like a winter, you know, beginning of spring kind of ritual. So they shoot the wren, and then they tie it up on a cross, on a wooden cross, and then they parade around the village with the wren, and then they have all these festivities and everything. Well, in the last 50 years, the shooting the wren has sort of changed over to be sort of this playful battle between the sexes, so that they have this contest to see who can shoot the wren, who shoots the first wren of the season, and if it's a male or a female. And if a woman is the first person to shoot the wren, then from then on, for this three-day feast and festival, all of the men of the village have to cater and feed the women, and they're sort of like the slaves of the women for the rest of this festival. So there's this playful trying to shoot the wren first. And when you really think about it, it's like, oh, poor wren. Wrens aren't that big anyway. it's pretty barbaric custom, but that's what shooting the wren is. It doesn't have much to do with this poem, but I thought you might want to know about shooting the wren in the Isle of Man. Shooting the wren. He sends trophies from Sunday's kill. A china pheasant, feathers despicable starling coal, backs the color of Chilean copper. They shimmer in the distance, a beautiful expectancy of only 2.2 years, so who could feel bad about the downing of another rooster? The species about wiped out for the hats of the 30s are plentiful game now. They succumb to harsh winters, feral cats, coyotes, wild dogs, and farmers. The hens preen in the spattered leaves. A speckle of blood, nearly unnoticed, backs the wolf down, and at the quill's tip, a dark tangling in the fluff of a ringneck's queue. They gleam, iridescence. What was more precious than gold to an extinguished race? I walk among the ghosts of history, the agony of the tortured, condemned to their barracks of serene mustard slopes. In California, chinaberry, manzanita, wild boar imported from Europe. My ancestors leached acorns, hollowed granite at riverbeds with kindness, kneading in a steady procession. My grandmother knew only one constellation, the Seven Sisters. And she would ask them to help her remember her grandmother's story of how they descended to Earth from a fusion of difference. But it's an unremembered song, cut off at slavery's beck and call. Her 11-year-old hands deadened at the hard sale of cash, unlikely, untutored, caring. She taught me the rights of a hunter or an alienable, spinning the head of a chicken. It's true. We are the fallen angels, returned to teach the tenderness of hands, the tough choice of heart. My grandmother's heart was pure as topaz. She knew what gives out comes back, quantum. She taught her baby's patience with the eye of a feather smudged with honey. A day's work could get done as the plume was passed from hand to hand in the brilliance of sunlight, bright as it is now, as I finger the fray and nap of this gift. You are of the tender heart. I know nothing of your hands, but what graphite is bound between horizons of blue? What nature of carbon skin of dead birds coats the page? It is true, you can buy the lean meat of plucked birds. You can buy fresh hens at the market, quail the color of Chardonnay grape. You have reservations where you can purchase the tokens of the dead. They bear their own speeches, these silent ones, trading the winds, their own histories and stories. Tell me a few. Give it 2.2 years to come to life. And tell a tale of triggers and steel, of tumblers and the slut peg of the empty chamber. Mail me a silver bullet from the mountains of your memory. Your trophies bear witness to gunfire in the numb trees of eternity's forests, of winter in the eastern plains. While I fashion these feathers into the fragile art of my tribe, I will wear them when the black of white never dies, this gift of intent woven in a silent bead. I'll let it blow through my matted locks, the weight of a kiss. What you kill, I will pray for. What you let live, we will praise. We will ignore it and eat it.